Aloha, this is Nick Good here. Welcome to the third audio in the Becoming the Ultimate You series. How to succeed in challenging times no matter what. No matter what, period. So, in the first one, we talked about getting your foot on the gas, tapping into the power in life, the power that you have constant access to within yourself, if you will, but shift your attention towards it and really tap in. In the second audio file, it was very much about taking your foot off the brake, dealing with the sabotaging elements and the self-doubt through a very, very, very powerful practice called Ho'oponopono in one of our specific programs which targets the ego construct called Sunpop. So all being well, you've done the meditations from the first audio and you've done some sun pop from the second audio. Now this third one is very, very, very important as well, and it's basically to eradicate this drifting that we very often get into, which is basically wasting time meandering around, not really doing the things that are the most productive, constructive, and the things that actually make us feel happy and good in life. So it's basically this sort of time-wasting, lack of efficiency, and focusing on things that are counterproductive and at the very least, you know, they just waste a bit of precious energy. So this is a huge, huge, huge subject. If we really calculate the percentage of time that we put into this, well, a lot of experts have already done this. And it's pretty shocking, Brother Michael, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely alarming. You know, it's, if you really look into it, most people, just feel into this yourself, you know, and in your own life and people you know. Large number of people wake up in the morning and they are unhappy. They then don't particularly enjoy, you know, what they're doing in the morning. They probably eat food that isn't particularly healthy, makes them feel a bit sick. Then they go to a job they don't love, doing stuff that is probably not very useful anyway in some random office. And then they come home and they're not particularly pleased with what they're doing, maybe watching TV and drinking a beer or whatever. And then they go to sleep at night kind of feeling, oh, my life sucks. And then wake up and do it all over again, you know. And unfortunately, that's the position of a lot of people. And in other countries, in third world countries, people who aren't blessed with the wealth that we have here in the West, they might be working, you know, 14 hours a day, working their ass off, doing something that's extremely unpleasant, and you know, just grateful to have something to eat. So we're living in a world where there's just terrible distress in terms of what we're doing. And here in the West, we have a lot more choice, and a lot of people are not taking advantage of that choice, and we need to take full advantage of it. So Napoleon Hill said something fascinating. He said that in his book, Outwitting the Devil, it's a fantastic book, Outwitting the Devil, and we talk about it in the superhero training. He says that 98% of the world's population is drifting. And what that means is that there's no clear goal, there's no clear aim, there's no clear vision, there's no plan. And so people are just floating about, being affected by their environment, ending up wherever they end up, just like they're drifting about in the ocean like a piece of driftwood. And you may end up on a nice beach in Hawaii and be happy about it, but chances are you're going to end up washed up somewhere in some very stressful situation that you're stuck in. And so a lot of people have found themselves washed up somewhere, stuck in a situation they hate, and it doesn't work, you know, and they don't know what to do about it, and they don't know how to get out of it, about, and they don't know how they even got there in the first place. So this is a very severe situation.
Yeah, and the good news is that you can change all this. It doesn't have to be like this, no matter how long it has been like this, no matter how embedded you are in a situation that you might have drifted into, or circumstances have just combined to put you where you're at. The good news is that everything that we're providing is power, 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 and strategies, metaphysical, powerful, powerful techniques and strategies that allow you to extricate yourself very swiftly, gracefully, from wherever you are and move to where you need to be, as long as that's in tune with your higher purpose in life and the currents that are that are flowing through your soul. So let's get to grips with the practicality of this. What are we talking about here, brother?
So what we need in order to do this is a very simple but extremely powerful process that we talk about in the training, which is vision, plan, and action. Very simple thing. And just to make this even clearer to you, in life, there are three kinds of people. There's the drowners, people who are always drowning, and it doesn't matter what you do, they're going to continue to drown. Then you have the surfers. The surfers are stoked as long as there's waves. You know, in Hawaii, we have plenty of stoked surfers right now because the waves are nice and big and everyone's happy. But if there aren't any waves, then that's not particularly enjoyable for them because the waves are getting them the joy. And then the third kind of people are navigators. And navigators are people who actually have vision and have a plan and take action. And so it doesn't matter whether there's waves or whether there's not waves, they're going to get on their mission and they can use the waves to their advantage. So we want you to be a navigator of your life. And you can't be a navigator of your life if you don't have a vision. And there's a powerful quote, without vision, people perish. Isn't that right, Nick?
That's right. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's in the book of Ecclesiastes, I believe. Or Proverbs, maybe.
That's right. So we know this from our own life. If we don't have a clear vision, if we don't know where we're going, then you know we're going to end up somewhere random.
Incredible quote. People perish.
Yeah.
It's just astonishing. That just shows how powerful it is and how necessary it is. And the health of that vision as well. And what are people faced with? Most of those people that you were talking about that are drowning in this world.
Yeah.
And you know, what's their vision?
Yeah, well, they don't have a vision. That's the thing. There isn't a vision. So what it means is that people turn on the television and they want to watch the news to tell them, you know, what's going on, and pick up a magazine that says you should look like this, you should eat like this, you should, you know, do this sort of thing, you need to do this, you need to do that. What's on the TV so I can schedule my time to watch it? What's the latest entertainment that I can go and see? Where can I go? What can I do? It's all based on outside events, lining ourselves up with the world. So it's basically waiting around for things to happen. And that's fine as long as you're living in a very supportive world and a very supportive environment that actually is going to help you get where you want to go. Problem is, we don't live in that environment. We live in an environment that's going to wash you away and drift you out to sea and then sort of eat you up, swallow you up, and you'll barely survive. That's why people end up in the state they do. So we need to get clear on the vision, absolutely crystal clear on who you are and where you want to go, what's important to you in your life. Because without that, how are you going to get where you want to go? If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to be able to get anywhere. So to turn this all around, we need to get absolutely crystal, crystal clear on the vision. What is your vision? Then we come up with a plan, and there's a very particular way of doing that that we'll share that allows you to tap into higher resources and possibilities that you wouldn't normally think are available. And then finally, having a vision and a plan is great, but if you don't take any action and you just sit around, then that's not going to work. And that's one of the things that The Secret and other books on Law of Attraction has kind of brainwashed and lied to people about, is that you can just have this vision and you can imagine, you can lie in the bath and imagine having tons of money, and then you don't have to get out of the bath, you don't have to get out of bed, you just sooner or later the UPS is going to come, $1 million, and you know, there you go. Do you know what I mean? You're just waiting around in bed all day for UPS or FedEx to show up with a massive check for you. So that doesn't work. You actually need to take action, and in order to take action you need accountability and people to support you. So we've got an audio that is going to help you get clear on your vision below this particular audio you're listening to now. So you can download that.
So a very important facet of this visioning process is, like Michael was saying, is creating a vision board. And this can be an artistic kind of a thing. And you can do it by hand, or you can cut out pictures. It can be a combination of words, images, different colors, different kind of shapes and forms, all kinds of things. You can let your imagination run over time in creating your vision board. And it's very much about visually representing, visually illustrating the life that you want to live, the person that you want to be, the lifestyle you want to have, the environment, the people that you want to be surrounded by, and all of the good things that you want to bring into your life in the future. Now, this visioning board is a very, very, very important aspect of this whole process. And why? Because just like in the meditations in the first audio and the Sumpop program in the second audio, this vision board is to reinforce this neurological transformation that you're going through. So this is something we really, really, really need to get to grips with here. If you remember that movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, if ever you get the chance to see that again and really study it, you'll be aware of the scientific validation of how our neurology works. It's not just our brain, it's our guts, it's our wiring in our whole system, it's our endocrine system, the glands as well, the chemicals, the electrochemicals, the electromagnetism that the thoughts and the feelings are producing as well. So all of this is part of our neurological alchemy. And if you've been living in a certain situation for a certain period of time, or you grew up in a certain situation for a certain period of time, or you've been drifting around, just being bounced around by life kind of thing with some sort of vague vision of your future, but it's kind of not what you're living now, you're going to have a certain neurological pattern embedded into your brain, into your central nervous system, and in every cell of your body as a consequence of that. And the feelings that transpire as a consequence of the way you've been thinking and the way you've been feeling and the way you've been reacting, responding to the life that you've been living, which is basically unsatisfactory, unfulfilled, wishing there was more, yearning for something, maybe a sense of frustration and hopelessness or helplessness because you're not moving there, and then you're seeing this world around you getting increasingly more aggressive towards you living this kind of utopian dream. Well, what that does is it creates a situation in you where those chemicals that your body is producing between those thoughts and feelings, where your cells literally become addicted to those particular chemicals. And your body is an incredible thing. The body is part of the natural world, part of the matrix. The physical body belongs in that, and therefore it responds, and it adapts to whatever consciousness is pulsing into it, whatever consciousness is transmitting it out, whatever consciousness is vibrationally commanding forth, in a way ordering it to behave in this way. And so your body is just going to mirror what consciousness is doing. And so if your consciousness is a low level of consciousness, it has a distorted, fragmented vision that isn't in, has nothing to do with your dreams. It's just about responding and reacting to the world around you or the situation that you're in. Then you're going to be embedded in this neurology, in this alchemy that is keeping you stuck in this place. So everything that we do is to unstick you from that. And that really requires this neurological transformation. And so when you have this magnificent vision board in front of you that you can look at every day, every night, you can remind yourself of these experiences that you want to draw forth, you want to have. You've got those words on that vision board that you associate with the happiness and the feelings, the states of being that you would feel if you were living that dream. And you can start expressing in that way, the way that you would express if you were living that reality already. well, then this helps to catalyze a huge neurological transformation within your physiology and within your psyche, and this underpins the transformation process that we're going through here. So this is a very dynamic aspect of the superhero training that we're talking about now.
Absolutely. And the thing to think about with your vision board is that it needs to really inspire you, you know. If it doesn't connect with you emotionally, if you look at that thing and you kind of feel weird, or you look at it and you feel bored, or you look at it and you feel nothing, or you feel, you know, negative, then just get rid of it, like burn that thing, do you know what I mean? Or get rid of the bits that aren't working for you. It needs to genuinely psych you up and inspire you. Otherwise, it's actually not going to work and it's going to be a problem. Another thing about the vision board, which really needs to be said, and it's extremely important you pay attention to this. A lot of the time, because we've been brainwashed and conditioned and watched all these movies and had all the subliminal programming since we were born by our parents and grandparents and everything, because we got all that, you know, that lethal injection of social opium that I was sharing earlier, when you think of your vision, what's coming out of you is probably going to be something to do with the social opium. It's something to do with your programming and your brainwashing. So often the first vision that you come up with is actually not your vision at all. It's the vision that the advertising companies want you to have. They want you to buy their stuff. They want you to live a certain life. They want you to look a certain way. So it's inevitable that some of the vision is going to be just, you know, basically brainwashing. So we have to say, okay, fair enough. It might not be my pure vision here. So we just allow the first round to come out and we say, okay, fair enough. This is version one. Then you can ask yourself, what is version two? What is your real vision? Like, where is the stuff that's hidden that didn't come out the first time that is really important to you? And this is something that we talk about in superhero training that you won't hear in other places. A lot of these books and courses, they'll just say, yeah, have a vision board. But they're just basically inspiring you to be part of the mainstream madness and go along with the same old crap that everyone else is. We're saying, no, be careful. You're just going to be doing the same stuff that's caused you sorrow. And if you manifest that vision that's given to you by the TV, you're not going to be happy when you get it anyway. So we want to break away from that. Living in the new paradigm means you're living your own vision, your real vision, your soul's vision. And it's not going to be what you initially think of. So just bear that in mind as you do your visioning, and then make sure that your vision board genuinely psychs you up and genuinely touches your heart and soul. And then, of course, you know, it's not just seeing the vision, it's also feeling it and spending time dwelling on that in your heart and soul. And the best time to do this is the morning when you wake up, when you're half asleep, and in the evening when you're going to sleep. Isn't that right, Nick?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Visioning. The first thoughts you think and the last thoughts you think before you sleep, that absolutely sets up your psyche for the rest of the day and the rest of the night. So very, 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 very important. So what about the plan, brother?
Absolutely. So now you've got your vision. And this, by the way, is not a small thing. This is a life-changing thing because it stops you drifting and it snaps you out of the rhythm, the hypnotic rhythm of being floating around in the sea of life. So you've got your vision. Next thing we need is a clear plan, because just having a vision without any idea of how you're going to get there sounds great. You know, there's a lot of teachings that say, oh, don't worry about planning anything. You just have the vision and you're good to go. You know, realistically, what happens when you have a vision is that your subconscious mind is going to start inspiring you with wonderful ideas, and it's going to start creating synchronicities and events in your life that are going to basically form a plan. So don't think a plan is a bad thing. Plans are wonderful. But the problem with a plan is that most people look at where they are now and they say, all right, well, I want to get over there. I want to have all this wonderful experiences, and I want to do this great work, and I want to put my stuff out and help people and really become who I am and evolve my potential. But here I am stuck in this situation. I haven't got any people who support me. I don't know what to do. I haven't got any resources. I don't seem to have the contacts that I need. I haven't got the money that I need. I don't have a clue how to do any of these things. I haven't got any courses. So it looks like you've got no opportunities or very little opportunities around you right now. So if you start where you are now, you're limited by the things that you are aware of right now. Okay, so based on where you are now, based on your level of consciousness now, based on the way you see the world now, based on how activated you are right now, that you can't see beyond that, right? So what we want to do in the plan is a little kind of ninja technique, superhero technique, is we imagine you are at your vision, you've achieved your vision already, and standing there, like projecting yourself into the future, you stand there and you turn back and you look back on your life now from the future, and you ask yourself, what did I do just before I got here? You know, what happened just before I reached this final vision? And then what happened just before that? And you go backwards in time. You know, it's like you start at the future and you go backwards to the present. So, you know, you can imagine, and we have a separate audio on this, but just to visualize this quickly. Imagine getting into one of those wonderful hot air balloons. And you just imagine there you are and your life is, you know, spread out in front of you. Like imagine time is ahead of you. So there you are. There's a line of time from the past to the future. You get in this beautiful hot air balloon and you lift up above the line and you go forward in time into the future. And you can see there is a point in the future where your vision is, this thing that you've been imagining happening. And then you slowly descend and you land in the future and you get out, and we want you to experience your vision a lot. So you want to do this process very regularly. So you imagine, here I am in the future, I'm experiencing all these things, I've got all these new opportunities, I've got all these new potential. And you turn around and you look back in time from the future along the timeline to where the present was. And you can see from that angle all of the potential things and the opportunities that weren't available. So this is a kind of very deep thing, because your subconscious mind and your soul, the soul that you are, has access to higher wisdom and higher knowledge that you can't tap into unless you put yourself in these situations, when you open yourself to them. So that's really important you do that. And we have an audio on backwards planning process that goes into this in detail. So you'll come up with your own personal plan.
So this is going to give you a lot of clarity. It's going to give you an ability to put into practice these components that we've been sharing on these other audio files. Okay. So the meditation, where you're tapping into the power, and then the sampop, where you're dissolving the blockages and the distortions and allowing that power to flow through. And this is your power to create. The creative power, the creative force is now flowing through unobstructed, or far less obstructions, into that visionary component of yourself, your imagination, the most powerful thing there is. And so when you start visioning, you orient your imagination with these currents of life force that you're tapping into and liberating within you. And you can see clearly this vision of where you want to be. And this backwards planning strategy, what it does is it gives you this opportunity to really start expressing from this higher octave of your own being, the higher dimensional being that you actually are. A higher dimension, another dimension, a future dimension, is actually a future self. Your higher self is your future self. So when you move into this moment in time of having accomplished this goal and you look back, what you're really doing is you're moving into a higher self, your higher self, a future self. And then the unconscious and subconscious, the inspiration, is going to give you some milestones that you can put into your plan. This is what I must do. This is what I need to accomplish. This is where I need to go. This is who I need to talk to. This is what needs to get done. And that's the planning aspect. And then it's all about action. Action, 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 action. And we're going to be covering that in the fourth part of this audio series. Would you love to add anything, brother?
Yeah, so let's take this very seriously. This is your life we're talking about. It's so much relief you get when you actually have a vision, because drifting is, you know, it's a hopeless state, you know, floating around being at the mercy of other people. So when you have that vision, you actually have purpose, you have clarity. That's going to get you out of bed in the morning. That's going to inspire you. It's going to get you through challenges, because even if a situation's stressful, you know that you got your vision. And the plan allows you peace of mind so that you can actually know, all right, here's what I need to do next. I talk to people all the time and they often say, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. I have no idea what to do, you know. And so the plan, when you have a plan, you know, you figure out what to do. So you actually have it on a piece of paper and it's very clear, and you can know, okay, I'm going to do this. And everything you do starts moving you forward towards your vision. The thing is, none of this is going to work unless you take action. So even with all the power and even taking your foot off the brake and even having a vision and even having a plan, if you have all that but you don't take action and you don't have accountability and you don't have a community to help you, then you're probably not going to get anywhere, you know. So we really need to make sure that we take action. So listen to the next audio. It's extremely important. That's what ties all of this stuff together. Download the vision audio and download the plan and make sure you come back for the action. All right. Talk to you soon. Sending you so much love from Hawaii. This is Michael McIntosh and Nick Good. Aloha.